which would be up the road?
Well, up the road would be most of the time you would refer to the term up would be the direction that you're going away from the town you live the closest to. You know, like he lives. No, I'm sorry, I've got it reversed there. Let me start over on that. If you came out there and asked me at my house where someone lived, then I'm going to refer to as down that way is closest to the town I'm living to. He lives back down that way. Now, if you're referring to up, then that's the town that's going away from your town.
What about over?
Well, over there means opposite direction of you. For an example, in front or behind you. He lives over that way, over this way. That'll be in front or behind your house.
Or, say, talking about a city, you say, well, I saw him, what, Dallas?
In Dallas.
Did you ever say,
at Dallas?
Up in Dallas or down to Dallas?
No, I saw him in Dallas. I saw him at Dallas.
Okay. And say if there was trouble at a party, you'd say, the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested a
whole bunch of them.
Any other word besides bunch?
Several.
Okay. And you'd say, both boys get mad and what each other?
Hit each other.
Or they
slug each other.
Or
fight.
Okay. And yesterday they
fought.
And ever since they were small, they've
fighting.
They've
been fighting.
Or they have.
They have been fighting.
Or he has never
fought.
And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you say at 4 o'clock school
lets out.
And after vacation, children would ask when does school
start.
And if young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you call that a
dancing.
Okay. Any different kinds of dances, old-fashioned dances?
Well, jitterbug, waltz.
You ever heard of anything called a hoedown?
No. Charleston.
Uh-huh. And the child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day. You say that she
absent.
Or she
missed school.
Or she did it on purpose. She
skipped.
Okay. And you go to school to get a
education.
And after high school you go on to
college.
And after kindergarten you go into the
grade school. First grade.
And years ago, children sat on benches, but now they sit at
desk.
And each child has his own
desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
And mail a package.
Post office.
And you'd stay overnight in a strange town at a
motel.
Or a
hotel.
And you'd see a play or a movie at a
picture show.
Or another name for that.
A play would be a theater.
And if you had to have an operation, you'd go into the
hospital.
And a woman that'd look after you.
Nurse.
And you'd catch a train at the
depot.
Or you could call that the
train station.
Or the
railroad station.
And say if you had a piece of furniture that didn't fit exactly in the corner. So you put it so that there was space between the back of the furniture and the corner. You say it was sitting.
Sitting catty corner.
Okay.
Catty corner.
How do you use the word catty corner?
Well, catty corner means that anything, as you said, is sitting somewhere that doesn't fit. Mm-hmm. Maybe whether it's a corner, or whether it's sitting over here by a lamp or something, and you're having to move it away from the lamp, it's catty corner.
What about if someone's walking sort of in and out like this? Like the way a drunk person walks, would you call that catty corner?
Not here.